Good morning, and how are you?
Blessed
on this, the feast of Corpus Christi. We focus on the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And so let's just focus on first, before I get to the main part of my homily, about what we believe today. We believe, of course, that the bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus and stays that way, right? It's called transubstantiation, that the elements are transformed and we receive the actual body, blood, soul, and divinity of Almighty God. Just as really as Christ was present on the earth, just as really as you and I will stand before him on judgment, it was real. When he said, "This is my body," he didn't lie, because if he said, "This is my body," and it's just a symbol, then Jesus Christ is a liar, correct? And then he led us all astray because we've all taken his words literally all these years. You know, he said, "This is my body, I believe him." Now, later on, even Luther believed in the real presence, but later on people say, "Oh no, it's just a symbol." You ever meet fundamentalists who take the word of God fundamentally in everything except, "This is my body, this is my blood"? You take it all the way. This is who it is. And you and I, when we receive communion today, when you come up, myself or the extraordinary minister of communion, you'll say the body of Christ and you'll respond, "Amen."
Amen, please.
And your amen means much more. Come on, how long have you been with me? It's much more than "I do believe," and yes, it means I would stake my life on what you just said. So what you're doing every time you go to communion and you say amen, you're saying, I believe what you just said so much that I would die for the real presence. So what if, again, we had these radical Muslims that came here, when us all dead, and they stood at the doors with machine guns, and they says, "Hey, those of you who believe that piece of bread becomes God, you stay and die. Those of you who do not, you may leave." I wonder how many of you would go running out that door. And yet every time you go to communion, you're saying, "I would die professing the real presence of Jesus Christ. I would stake my life on that." So you got to remember what you're saying today when you come to Mass. This ain't going through the motions, "Oh, amen," and go back to your seat. "That was nice. I would stake my life." You're telling the world that you would die for the real presence of Jesus. Just a thought. And so, when we do that, what does this Mass mean, right? Well, today in the readings, every reading had to do with the blood. The blood, the blood. And even the first reading today talks about the Lamb. Now, if you look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, the blood was that which brought redemption. Even if you look at our high altar here on the very end, what did they do? Here, of course, is the Passover. And they take the Lamb and they kill the Lamb. And to save them from death, what do? They take the blood of the Lamb and they put it on the door, so that when the angel of death comes, it'll pass over them. It's in the blood that we're redeemed. It's what they redeemed when we receive him today. You know, before I went to Rome, what, about 8 years ago now, seven, 8 years, when I had to do my will. When I did my will, you know, Father Wright used to eat dinner with me at night, and so he used to pull my chain every night. But anyway, he came one day and he says, "So you did your will?" "Yes, Father." He said, "And how many masses did you have said for your sorry soul after you die?" And I said, "One." "One? You think one mass is enough to save your sorry soul?" And I go, "As a matter of fact, Father, I believe one precious drop of the precious blood of Jesus is enough to save my soul." And I says, "And if what you're saying, Father, is true, then rich people get to go to heaven before poor people, correct?" I didn't say that. I said, "Well, if a person dies and they can have lots of money and they can have lots of masses said for them, because it's $10 a mass traditionally, then they get out of soul faster, purgatory faster than those true poor souls that have no money and they can't afford any masses, so they got to wait to the end of time before they get out of purgatory. But if you're wealthy, you get out of there ahead of time." I didn't say that. Sounds like what I'm saying, hearing you say, Father. One drop of the precious blood of Jesus is enough to save you and me forever. And when we go to Mass, we got to be grateful, first of all, that this is what it cost Jesus. He became the Passover lamb to save you and me from our sins. Jesus paid the penalty for your sins, not you. And see, that's why we're grateful. Us Catholics still think that, oh, I still got to earn my salvation. Jesus earned it for you. Get over it, accept it, receive it, and move on. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sins and my sorry soul's sins. He paid the penalty. And if we keep clinging to anything else, we degrade the precious blood of Jesus. We make it nothing in our life. So the first thing you got to be is grateful every time you go to Mass that, wow, you shed your blood for my sin to set me free from my sin. He paid the penalty already. Be grateful. But just as when God gave you flesh when you were born and he gave you the gift of life, and that life is an eternal gift, correct? But what do you and I have to do to continue to live this life? We need to eat, correct? If you stop eating, what happens? You die. Is it God's fault? Nope, it's your fault. God gave you and me the gift of life. It's a one-time gift. He gave it to us in the beginning. But we need to cultivate this gift by eating. And if we don't eat, we die. And it's not God's fault. The same with the Eucharist. We become what we eat. Our bodies are product of every part of food that we have eaten. If you stop eating, you die, because that's what creates your body. Well, when we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, we get strength to live eternal life. And we are the body of Christ, are we not? Just that, of course we are. And we receive the body to grow deeper into that body, to get strength. You'll hear in the preface today that the blood washes us clean and his body gives us strength for the journey. That unless you and I eat his precious body and blood, we cannot live forever. It's what he does for us. So when people decide, you know, and again, think about all the people that don't go to Mass now because of the scandals and everything else. They don't go to Mass. They forget about the truth. But Jesus says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. So we should always yearn for the Eucharist, not just once a week, which is the minimum the church says you must do to go to heaven. Minimally, you have to eat once a week the precious body and blood of Jesus so you can live forever, because it's the fruit of eternal life. But what would even be a better thing to do? Go to daily Mass, right? If you can, and in Erie, you can. The reality is, because today at Mass, you and I will say the Lord's Prayer, and we will say to Almighty God, give us this day our daily bread. Again, not our weekly bread. This is the Eucharist. So if it's possible in your life to go to daily Mass, that you should go to daily Mass. Those of you who are retired, there is no excuse for you not to go to daily Mass. I'm sorry, zero. Zilch. You should be going even more, because you're going to be seeing Jesus faster than the rest of us probably, and it would be good for you to receive him daily so when the time comes, you're ready. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. But the reality is, you don't have to wait till you get old, because we could be home any time, right? The Lord could take us at any time. We should all, if it's possible, go to daily Mass. Because the more you and I eat to eternal life, the more strength we get to deal with sin, the more power we have over sin. Remember last night on my tweet and my Facebook, I put Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Anybody remember Revelation chapter 12, verse 11? They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. But they defeated, the way you and I defeat Jesus, defeat Satan in our life, is through the blood of the Lamb, through the Eucharist. And the more you and I receive Jesus in the Eucharist, the more we defeat Satan in our life, and the more we have strength to become Christ to a world that doesn't know Christ, to be Christ in a world that doesn't know Christ, to be the light of Christ in the world for a world who's hungering for Christ. And so as we celebrate this great sacrament of the Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity, we're first of all grateful for what this does for us. It cleanses us of our sins, and it feeds us to eternal life. And we do as much as we can to be with him and to receive him more and more and more, so I can have strength to live the life and I can bring Christ to everybody we meet, because that's what they're yearning for. Jesus Christ, not Father Larry Richards, and not you. They're yearning for Jesus. And the more we receive him, the more we become him. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May HUNO is love today and forever. Amen.